Penn Medicine's primary care services are available at over 40 locations across the region, with most locations offering evening and weekend appointments and same-day visits. And through Penn's online patient portal, you can securely access your medical records, easily make and manage appointments, request prescription refills, and communicate with your healthcare providers. Penn Medicine wants to make staying healthy as easy as possible, now accepting new patients. To find out more, go to pennmedicine.org/primary care.
So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fighting fills and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
Good morning. We are live from Sports and Social here at the brand new Philly Live Casino in South Philadelphia. This is Bud Light Baseball Brunch, powered by Green Legion Radio, and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Go to mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential construction needs. This is 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, 104.1 in the Trenton area, WDAS AM around the rest of the Delaware Valley. Download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to us anywhere worldwide. I'm Chris Sack, and my co-host needs no introduction at all, Greg Murphy. How you doing, Murph?
I'm cranky and I'm tired. That was a late night last night.
Yes, it was, and there was a couple drinks last night, Murph. There was no life advice with Murph last night, I'll tell you that right now.
I'm glad you kept off the social media, well, at least for the most part. Oh, well, no, I guess you really didn't. It was good that you were texting me, because I feel like that's like cathartic for you. You can, you know, get it all out.
I try my best, Murph, you know. It wasn't just you, my wife who's here. Happy Mother's Day all the mothers out there. And my buddy Pat, they were bearing the brunt of it all last night as well. Real quick, Murph, before we go into our ticket giveaway, because we have a lot to talk about on today's show, this is just a friendly reminder that we only have a couple weeks left here with our friends at Sports and Social before we move over to 1100 Social, right at Xfinity Live. You can't miss us. We'll be down there for the rest of the season.
That's right.
And the first one is on May 23rd. Go to greenlegion.com. Green Legion Tailgates will be there as part of the tab. So make sure you go to greenlegion.com and sign up. Tickets are $60 per person. The brunch goes from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. You can join Murph and myself down there and hang out with us. And then May 23rd, before the Red Sox, isn't the only one this season, Murph.
Nope.
We have June 13th against the Yankees, July 18th against the Marlins, August 15th against the Reds, which is my dad's birthday, so hopefully he'll come out to that one as well. And then we'll have another one in September, but a lot of it depends on the Eagles schedule. So make sure you guys go to greenlegion.com and sign up. We'd love to see it. I'd love to have a packed house for our first one down at down there at 1100 Social on May 23rd, Murph. And Murph, I believe you said that you're going to be there at 9 a.m. and you're going to be greeting people, taking pictures with them, signing autographs, because nobody wants to do that with me.
Well, you know what? If it's anything like last night, I'll be there just because the game won't be over yet. So I'll just walk over after the game and hang out and wait for the brunch to be served. Lots of good food, by the way, coming your way on the 23rd.
Fantastic. Yeah, so, Quimby wants me to read all of this, but if you know what breakfast and brunch food is all about,
you're going to get it.
Yeah, you're going to get it. So just make sure you come on down. We don't want to waste too much time on that. Jansen already took up 3 minutes of our show. So I want to go ahead here with you, Murph, and I know you have some tickets to give away for coming up in a couple weeks here against the Marlins.
We do indeed. Ticket giveaway, 2 tickets for the Wednesday, May 19th game against the Miami Marlins. It is Margaritaville night. I am a huge Parrothead.
You are?
I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that. I went to one show in Camden, and I'll tell you what, man, I got sloshed.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we do.
Absolutely.
I've seen Buffett probably about 25 times. So, love the guy. Yeah, so it is Margaritaville night on May the 19th. You can win 2 tickets right now if you answer the trivia question by following the Green Legion Radio YouTube channel or the Green Legion page on Facebook. And our Twitter handle is Green Legion. Here's the question. Speaking of early in the morning, at 4:40 in the morning on July 3rd, 1993, Phillies closer Mitch Williams hit a walk-off single to drive in Pete Incaviglia to finish the second game of a doubleheader against San Diego. We all remember that. But who was the pitcher for the Padres that gave up the walk-off hit to the Wild Thing? I think I would have gotten this one. But there you go. So make sure you get your answers in, and we'll have our winner coming up later in the show.
Sounds great. And I know Sam is keeping her eye on all of our social accounts right now. So they'll give me over the name, and we'll announce that at the top of the second segment, as well as we'll get the call, the Harry Callis call, which is one of the more iconic calls in Harry's career, up there along with the bevy of others. We are ready for now, out of the box here, as we're going to talk about the week that was for your Philadelphia Phillies. And if you look at the record,
it was a good week.
It was a great week.
It was a great week.
5-2, a 5-game winning streak. You know,
why do I feel so bad?
Series sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers. But I'll tell you what, Murph, I'm definitely not happy today. I'm not happy at all. Here's the catch with this. All right. Only the third time since July 31st to August 5th, 2018, that they've won 5 in a row.
Yep.
No such streak in all of 2019. 2 5-game winning streaks in 2020, and they were separated by one loss in between them. And now, this past week, they have not won 6 in a row since June 30th to July 7th, 2018. Haven't won 7 in a row since, can you guess?
2016.
September 2012.
I was going to say 2012.
September
actually.
2012, Murph.
So you're telling me it's been a while.
It's been a while.
But if I said to you last Sunday, hey, going into this week, Phils are going to win 5 and lose 2, you're going to sign up for that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's just the way they lost the last one. Murph,
I'm trying to make
Murph,
us feel better.
For those of you who would listen to Green Legion Radio and you know the segment that we carry on our airwaves here, the sack attack. And this has a lot to do with my my beef with last night. Okay,
should I get you a Bud Light first?
God, I don't think we want that because Jansen's gonna have to keep his hand on the dump button for sure.
Right.
Now, Murph, here we go. Okay, so last night it's 3-1. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Adrianz is at the plate, and Neris has 2 outs, nobody on, full count. Why are you not making that guy earn it? Make him earn it. Why are we giving him a free pass? I don't care what you do, Murph. I don't care. Throw it and make him hit the ball and put it in play. He hits a solo shot. It's still 3-2.
Yeah.
You still have the lead.
All right, let me stop you there because I'm going to tell you to pause just on the word make him earn it. Give it to him. Neris is not trying to walk him there, obviously. He did walk
him. But don't nibble.
Well, sometimes that splitter, he doesn't know where it's going. And, it's part of its effectiveness. But Adrianza has killed the Phillies. I mean, this guy, he's been a thorn in their side. Yeah, it was not ideal. You certainly don't want to put the winning run up to the plate, especially with Sandoval and his track record, not only against the Phillies, but as a pinch hitter in general. But, Neris isn't trying to do that there, and that's my point.
Yeah. So let's not throw a fastball in a 3-2 count to Adrianza, okay? But let's throw a fastball in a 1-2 pitch to Pablo Sandoval.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy has historically killed us. This is the second time now he's killed us this season. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, it didn't kill us the first time in the home opener, okay? But this time it did. It came back to bite us.
Yep.
And then we go ahead and, we had Kinsler in the 10th, and that was a high wire act. And Maton, unbelievable hit in the 11th inning, give us the lead, and then we give it right back. And then the following inning, the 12th. We have a 3-run lead.
Mm-hmm.
3-run lead. If there was ever a night that I wish that Joe Girardi would leave Aniel De Los Santos off of the lineup card, it was last night. Because
did not go well.
That 3-run lead evaporated very fast. It evaporated almost as fast. Thank you, Jansen. Evaporated almost as fast as my hairline has the last couple years. This is just pathetic. I cannot believe we did not get one single out last night, Murph, in that 12th inning. Not one. And it really, last night, it bothered me. It still bothers me. And I don't envision it not going away anytime soon, Murph, until tonight when the Phillies take the mound with Aaron Nola and go on the field. And we're probably not going to have JT Realmuto in the lineup tonight. So I want them to make me feel better, Murph. I want them to make me feel better. I want you to make me feel better right now. Can you please do that?
Bud Light to the front. Bud Light to the front. Here's how I can make you feel better.
This is baseball.
It's baseball.
Yes, it's not.
It's
like
one
the
of 162, right. And they play again today. They play again tonight.
That's the beautiful thing about baseball.
It is, and that's so important to remember. So when you take a step back and you put it in perspective, look, last night was terrible, and you certainly, the Phillies did not want to get into a situation where Aniel De Los Santos was the guy coming in the 12th inning trying to lock that game down, but they blew 2 saves before that, and that's who they had at that moment, and it didn't work out. And remember, and this is the same for both teams, but three runs in the 12th is not the same as it used to be 2 years ago when the runner does not start at second base. You know,
right.
Everything changes with that runner at second base. It's just weird. I mean, it happened for both squads, but you just see what it does to teams when a guy starts out there on second base. I hate that rule. I hate it.
Oh, God.
I hate it.
Terrible. Awful.
That said, the Phils should have won that game last night, and they didn't. And that's frustrating and disappointing. But there's going to be games over the course of this season. There's already been one that the Phils, you know, have won that they shouldn't have. I'm thinking about Alec Boehm back against the Braves.
Right.
So baseball has a way of evening things out. And, I think it's just important to keep it in perspective. It was a bad loss last night, and it would have been great to have six in a row, and it would have been great to go to four games over 500.
And bury the Braves just a little bit more in the division?
But it didn't happen, so you get out there tonight, and you hope that you win the game with Aaron Nola on the mound. And if you do, you've won two out of three in Atlanta, which is really, if I would have told you before, you know, the series, you'd have taken that and run with it. So, yeah, it's frustrating. Believe me, as I sat there at the ballpark last night and watched it getting ready for the postgame show, I was as upset and angry as everybody else.
I could tell. Because normally you're pretty positive in your text messages towards me, but when I was getting back some of the... And it's not angry Murph. Like, I'm not getting angry Murph
cranky,
text messages.
It's cranky, tired
yes,
Murph.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you know? Like, man, I got to do baseball brunch tomorrow with this fat balding dude.
No,
sack.
It was...
You know?
It was more like I had to talk about this game now for a half an hour at midnight, and I don't want to
because
it was a bad game.
So why don't we do this?
Let's
try and uncranky ourselves, okay? And I kind of wanted to touch on the Rhys Hoskins home run that wasn't last Sunday night, but let's focus on the positive now, okay? Let's get a little bit a little upbeat here. Okay?
Five wins in the week.
Five wins in the week. Four game sweep against the Milwaukee Brewers. Each game was highly contested. I mean, it was like, you know, the Phillies had a stretch there where they had seven games in a row that were decided by one run.
Yeah.
And then sandwiched between two run ball games, a 5-3 game in St. Louis and a 2-0 game that Zach Wheeler pitched this past Thursday. He was phenomenal, Murph. The starting pitching has looked really good over the last week. Chase Anderson, not so much. 4 1/3, three earned. But, I mean, that's what you're going to get from
that.
Chase Anderson.
You will, yeah.
Right. You can expand the bullpen a little bit when Chase Anderson pitches. But what you've gotten out of Nola and Eflin, and Eflin has three total walks this year, 42 strikeouts and three walks.
And one of them was intentional.
There you go. And on top of that, you know, Zach Wheeler. You know, like last week he had that bad first inning against the New York Mets. But, you know, if you look at the start before that against Wainwright and you look at the start that he just had the other day against Woodruff, unbelievable stuff.
Yep.
And now here we go with Aaron Nola tonight. Why don't you talk a little bit, you know, elaborate here. Man, let's talk about that starting pitching. It's been awesome.
Yeah, so you got three guys. Your top three starters right now pitching for the Phils are number, I believe it's 2, 4, and 7 in baseball in innings pitched. And you know, it's kind of like an old school way of going about it. Joe Girardi giving these guys the opportunity to go deep into games.
Man.
Even when they struggled early. You mentioned the Wheeler early. Nola had a game, I think it was his last start, where he was not himself early in the first inning.
When he threw 30 pitches in the first inning.
But then he locked it down. I mean, these are the kinds of things that good pitchers do, and which is good to see. And these guys are getting deep into games. And it changes everything. When your starters are going 6, 7, 8 innings in a game, you're going to win most of those ball games, and that's what we saw this week. We saw really good pitching, and we've seen it all season with the top three. You could make an argument right now that the Phillies' top three starters are as good as anybody in baseball right now.
Yeah,
now,
I agree.
The Dodgers came out of the gate, and their top four guys were outstanding, but they've kind of come back to the pack.
I think
they've
had the worst record in the National League over the last couple weeks.
They have. So think about that. You know, we're talking about this Dodgers team that we sat here a week ago. I think they had 17, 18 wins at the time. I think they have 19 now. I mean, they've really stumbled.
Right.
And that's why you have to put it all in perspective. You know, you look at what the Mets have done. 1-4, lost 5. You know, everybody's kind of streaking. The Braves, coming into this series, were streaking. They had lost 2, won 3, lost 3, won 3. So that's what's happened in baseball. But the Phillies starters, they are the guys, you know, that top of that rotation, they're the reason why the Phillies are not going to have 6, 7, 8 losses in a row this year, because they've got guys like that that aren't going to let that happen. And that's really important. So you get to string these wins together when you can. get past nights like last night and just hand the ball to your aces. Hand it to Aaron Nola. Hand it to Zach Wheeler. And you can absolutely put Zach Eflin in that conversation nowadays,
no doubt.
Too.
No doubt.
So you've got three at the top of the rotation that are pitching well. And I will say this, Vince Velasquez has been pretty good over his last couple starts.
Let's knock on some wood on that one, too,
so,
Murph. Let's
so
keep
you'll
it going.
Take it, you know? He's not going to go, he's not going to give you 7-8 innings. That's just not what he is doing nowadays. He just doesn't have the command for that. But if he can get you into the sixth or even into the seventh like he did last start, man, oh man, you'll take that every day of the week. So.
Yeah, and then I want to elaborate a little bit on the back end of the bullpen, too, because, you know, even though Hector Neris last night blew the save, he has pitched well this season.
So he has.
I have to give him credit there. And, you know, he was called into duty on Monday night, had to do a 5-out save. He threw 40 pitches. That was the first time we've seen him since that point on Monday. So he hasn't pitched the rest of the week, and I think that's with good reason there. But then Sam Coonrod had to do the same thing the very next night.
Yep.
And here you go, Murph. With those two, with 5-out saves, it was the first time that has happened for the Phillies since 1996 with Ken Ryan and Ricky Botalico. Two different closers to have consecutive 5-out saves for the Phillies. Speaking of Ricky Bo, you had him on Glove Stories this past week, right?
We did. Told some great glove stories. Ricky Bo is always fun to talk to. So, but that's a great stat. I didn't realize it had been that long since two guys got 5-out saves. And, you know, you don't see them very often anymore. So for two different guys in the Phil's bullpen to be able to do that, that's really good. And, you know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know we mentioned it last night on the air. Hector Neris coming off of 4 days rest is not very good and has not been in his entire career. He's a guy that needs to pitch with a little bit of a tired arm. His splitter is better when he's a little – it's got that little fatigue in the arm.
You got to have your touch to it.
Yeah. So – the numbers, if you go back and look at the numbers, and I wish I had them in front of me, but it's pretty remarkable when coming off of 4 days rest, the lack of success that Hector Neris has had, it's kind of, you know, counterintuitive, but it's exactly the way it's been in his career. So, you know what? He'll get back out there either tonight or tomorrow, and, well, not tomorrow. We're off. The Phils are off tomorrow, but...
thank God. They need a day off.
They do need a day off.
I need a day off.
Yeah, that would be nice. But yeah, so Hector has pitched well. It didn't work out last night. It is what it is.
Yeah, and we have a few minutes left in the segment because we're going to extend ourselves a little bit here thanks to John Jansen and his new show, Mr. Big Time over there. I want to talk. Hey, that's the dump button, man. I didn't say anything bad. No, but I want to talk a little bit more positives here. Friday night, we got Bryce Harper and Gene Segura back. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper did not have to go on the injured list, but he only played one time in a week and a half.
Yeah.
So we got him back, and then Gene Segura has been red hot. A lot of people last night, Murph, on social media were complaining about the fact that he was pulled from the game in a double switch. And listen, in reality, that move was not what killed the Phillies last night. There were you know, Hector's pitch and then not being able to hold down two of the leads in the extra innings. But Gene Segura has been red hot, and the offense heated up on Friday night. It was about time we had a laugher. A 12-2 win, 12 runs, 16 hits. Chase Charlie Morton after only two-thirds of an inning.
Yep.
Kutch with two hits, two RBIs. Bryce, two hits. JT with three hits. You know what's great? Is JT, Rhys Hoskins are both sitting on career home runs 99 right now, and Bamboo Brad Miller is sitting on career home run number 98.
Yep.
Who's going to get there first, Murph?
I think JT is going to get there first. Well, you know what? Let me change that. I think Rhys gets it, and I think he gets it tonight. So,
God, I hope so.
JT probably doesn't play tonight, so I'll give the nod to Rhys. He's gonna get it. Probably only came pretty close to getting 100 the other day, missed by about an inch.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, you said that's not what did the Phils in last night, and I do want to touch on that. Segura has been fantastic. Don't look now, but Andrew McCutchen has really heated up over the last 10
too,
games.
And the DD with the grand slam the other day.
Which is great to see. But you know what killed the Phillies last night? Before the game yesterday, Joe Girardi came on the pregame show, and he said the best thing about the 12-2 win Friday night at the Braves was that they scored six in the first. But then they scored two in the seventh, or the second. They scored another one in the third, and they added on. Last night, complete opposite. They could not score runs after that early little flurry in the game. You can't do that against good teams. You knew that three runs was not going to be enough, and they could not add on. And that in my mind, for 6-7 innings. Yeah, they were 4-for-20 with runners in scoring position last night.
Yeah.
That's, you're going to lose most of those games when you have numbers like that.
Yeah, you know, the Phillies built up a 3-run lead last night and they blew it. But I'll tell you what, when someone builds something up and they don't blow it, MCS Construction Services is the largest residential contractor in the Philadelphia area. They supply both resident and commercial contractors. Everything to include custom cabinetry. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Ask for your free estimate so you can get started with your MCS Construction Services experience, performed with quality and safety. They are licensed and insured and performing services throughout the Delaware Valley, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and even Maryland. Once again, reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. They're also hiring, so make sure you hit them up. We're going to take our first break here, and on the other side, we're going to announce our trivia question winner, and we'll be right back right after these messages on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. This spring, you can share your own observations about nature with scientists and play a critical role in scientific...
The Gambler, 102.5 in the area. You can also listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. We have our trivia question winner here, Murph, Stephen Clark. Stephen Clark, I'll send you the tickets, the two tickets to Margaritaville Night, which is happening on Wednesday, May 19th against the Miami Marlins. Hopefully you get one of the three aces out there that night when you're there. That'd be awesome. And right now we have a nice live read here by Murph.
Okay, well, should we say what the trivia answer was? Or we're going to
Trevor Hoffman. Hall of Fame closer, yeah. Trevor Hoffman at 4:40 in the morning. Mitch Williams with the walk-off hit, which was the most unlikeliest of hits of all time.
Mitchy Poo, yes, I remember it well. All right, the next sip, as in what connects your head to your torso? N-E-C-K, next sip. Time to free up those hands and wear your drink, everybody. Visit nextsip.com and follow them at nextsip. It holds any beverage, even bottles, cans, and snacks. It's COVID safe. Wearing your drink helps stop the spread of germs. This beautiful piece of mastery sits around your neck with a durable pouch and a straw. Text with both hands and drink at the same time. Visit nextsip.com. Customized with your team's colors. Perfect for sports events, parties, hunting, or anything outdoors. Philly born and USA made. Only $5 each. Wear your drink and free your hands. Get 15% off when you use the code GREENLEGION. Again, visit nextsip.com and visit and follow them on @nextsip. And hey, if you're here right now at the live casino, we have some neck sips up here
that
if you want
beautiful
one.
Piece of mastery is in the duffel bag right behind us here. So make sure you guys come on up. We'll give you a few and take home. If you do buy yourself, you know what? Hey, it's a perfect Mother's Day gift if you want to use it for that.
If you haven't gotten your special someone that Mother's Day gift, the neck sip.
Yeah, if you haven't made it to the pharmacy yet to buy your last minute card,
that's right.
Make sure you come up here and get some neck sip for your mom. okay, all right. Now, Jansen actually is going to play the audio real quick here. Finally, we have it up. So, Jansen, why don't you go ahead and play the clip real fast about with Harry Callis for Mitchy Poo.
Now the stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a base hit to left center field. Hank Camellia's going to score. This game is over. On an RBI hit by Mitchy Poo.
You know, I love that call by Harry. But having Whitey in the background,
it's tremendous.
It's just classic Harry and Whitey. It's fantastic.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, it's funny when me and Rach were walking in. Me and my wife were coming up here for the show, and we're like getting ready to walk in through security with the big duffel bag that Quimby landed on me on Friday night. I was like, this is like that scene in The Matrix where Trinity and Neo, they walk in with the duffel bag full of weapons, and they're probably gonna be like, open up the bag. That's what the lady said. So I'm like, oh, you want a couple of them? She's like, oh no, some guy gave them to me last week. And I was like, oh, is he a little bit on the heavy side, but very nice hair, very well groomed and gray? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, that's Quimby.
That's Quimby.
So right now we're gonna go to our second This is the second time we've done Bopper or Oppa. We had a lot of fun with it. It was a Philly-style version last time. But this one is, we've had a lot of news in Major League Baseball this past week, Murph, and a lot of great talking subjects. So I'm going to hand it over to Slash. He's got five of them that he wants to run with us. So go ahead, Slash. Let's start out with number one.
All right. Number one's a good place to start. Albert Pujols will sign with another team this season after being released by the Angels last week to prolong his Hall of Fame career, despite Pujols saying that he was retiring at the end of the season. I'll start with Merv.
All right, so I'm going to say Oppo on this one. I think we've seen the last of Albert Pujols. Maybe if there's a major injury and someone needs somebody to fill that final spot on the roster, Pujols gets an opportunity, and he can still hit a little bit, but he obviously is being released for a reason. So I will say Bopo on this one, or actually, sorry, Oppo on this one, because I do not think he'll be signed again.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bopo here. I think he's somewhere along the line, like you said, if an injury occurs, somewhere along the line, someone's going to be desperate enough to where they're going to have to bring a bat in, whether that's first base or DH. Now, Tony La Russa has already thrown cold water on the the prospects of him joining the injury-riddled White Sox right now. But, Yadier Molina tweeted out yesterday, let's bring it back. So I don't know. Listen, you have Paul Goldschmidt at first base. So I think it's highly unlikely because he's one-dimensional at this point. You're going to bring him off. Matt Stairs could at least play the outfield, still at a decent point in his career. Albert Pujols is not that anymore. I think, if anything, it's a one-off. I think it's something to where maybe he plays a game with the Cardinals. Yeah, you pack the crowd, and it's a nostalgia night over there at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, it's hard to do that kind of thing when you're in a pennant race, though. You need every guy.
I get you, but you can do it in May.
Well, okay, we'll see. We'll see. All right.
All right, the next one, this team is always in the limelight. The Mets are telling the truth about Francisco Lindor and Jeff McNeil being down in the tunnel on Friday night to chase a New York rat or raccoon instead of the two getting in a scuffle. Murph?
All right, so they're telling the truth. I will say Oppo on that.
You think?
They are not telling the truth. But here's the thing. I don't care. These guys are around each other all the time. They're going to get into arguments. They're going to get into scraps. They're going to get and they're grown men, and it's over 5 minutes after it happens. I think the media makes way too much of incidents like this. My bet is they got into an argument, and it's over. And so I'm going Oppo on that one.
First of all, what two guys do you know in your life that are actually going to chase a New York City rat?
Yeah.
Okay, and then quickly followed by three or four other guys running into the tunnel to chase such said rat or raccoon. I don't know one single person that would actually want to do that. I'm right there with you. It's Oppo. They're lying about it, which is okay. I mean, we just played a clip from the 1993 Phillies, and I guarantee you.
Happened all the time.
All the time. There's no doubt in my mind.
It happened in 1980 an awful lot as well.
Yeah. And listen, I'm sure Lindor is very frustrated. He's getting booed. He never got booed in Cleveland. He's scuffling at the plate. Later on in that game, he hit the game-tying home run. So maybe that lit his fervor a little bit. Hopefully not, because I want the Mets to stink as much as possible. But, eventually he's going to get going, and maybe that's what triggered it.
Yeah, and McNeil's been pretty bad, too, so they're probably both frustrated right now.
Yeah, so beat on each other and see if it results at the plate.
Yeah, move on, people. That's what I say. Go ahead.
And we'll move on to number three. There have been four no-hitters this season so far, five if you include Bumgarner's seven-inning no-no. Major League Baseball will break the record this season of eight no-nos in one season that was set in 1884, and the modern-day record of seven no-hitters thrown in 1990, 91, and 2012. I'll start with Stack here.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen, especially in this year, 2021. It seems like the hitters are very far behind right now on the pitchers. And, I don't know if that's because last year, Murph, it was only a 60-game season, and maybe, the hitters are trying to get themselves back into a groove. A lot of these players, some players opted out. But definitely the pitchers are way ahead on the curve right now. And I know things tend to balance itself out during the course of a Major League Baseball season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. But the way things are going right now, I cannot sit here and say wholeheartedly that there's not going to be at least four more to tie the 1884 record, but that we're not going to get four more no-hitters before the end of the season.
Yeah.
And we're here on May 9th. This is going to happen. The record's going to be broken this season.
I agree with you 100%. Bopo for me as well. And I include Bumgarner's no. It's a no-hitter. The games are seven innings. He threw a no-hitter. To me, that should count. It's an interesting spin that Major League Baseball puts on it. But, yeah, agree 100%. I think they break the record this year. And I think it's partly because guys, they don't know how to hit anymore. You know, there's a lot of guys that just
angle,
don't know how to
the
hit
exit
anymore.
Velocity. Yeah. Like, oh, God, I'm tired of that crap.
You know what? And I think we saw this week the Phillies doing a pretty good job of starting to, you know, go the other way and getting base hits. And that's been a real focus of the Phillies organization this year at the big league
it
level.
It needs to be.
And that's how you win games in Major League Baseball. And teams are going to start to figure that out. But I agree with you. I think no hitters. A couple more this year.
All right, number four.
Speaking of analytics, this one's painful. The San Francisco Gabe Kaplers are going to be in a battle with the Dodgers and Padres all summer long for the NL West title.
Now, Murph, before I go ahead and I give my opinion on that, I did not put on the run sheet the Gabe Kaplers. I know Pat and my wife are over here thinking that I did. So just right here, it says San Francisco Giants.
Okay? But I know in your heart you wanted to put
I try to stay away from it as much as possible, but I can't. I mean, they have the best record in the National League, so this is a hot topic, and we need to touch on it. I'm going to say Oppo, okay? If you look at historically with Gabe Kapler teams, they tend to fade, especially in the second half. The Phillies in 2018, the Phillies in 2019, and then last year with the Giants. They got off to a good start, and they faded in September. These teams tend to fade, and there's too much talent on the Padres and on the Dodgers to where over the long haul, in the course of 162 games, those two teams are not going to take that division by the reins and just dominate the rest of the year. The Giants will be there in some form or fashion for the wild card, but they will not be in it for the division title.
I am 100% in agreement with you, and I think it has more to do with the Dodgers and Padres are just way too talented. And the Giants, you know, you're right. Gabe Kapler's record as a manager, it shows teams fading late. I'm not sure that will always continue for him. However, the Dodgers and Padres are better teams than the Giants, and it's going to even itself out, and those guys are going to start to pull away. So I agree with you.
All right, last one here. The Yankees fans were justified in their verbal assaults of the Houston Astros star players this past week, with it being the first time they returned to the Bronx since Major League Baseball revealed their sign-stealing scandal that may have cost the Yankees a trip to the World Series in 2017. Murph?
Are they justified? Okay, Boppo, I guess. They're fans. Fans are entitled to their opinion as long as they're keeping it above board, I would say. You know, you don't need to get personal and nasty about everything. But, yeah, they have a right to be upset. And, you know, when you think that maybe things would have gone different and they could have differently and they could have won a championship, I'm sure Joe Girardi wishes things had gone differently. But I draw the line at getting, you know, personal and attacking families. But if you're just keeping it, you know, above board and giving them a hard time about the baseball side of things, sure, absolutely. Fans have the right to do that.
Justified? Yankees fans, justified? No. I'm going Oppo here, okay?
Okay.
Because if anything, they've cheated more than anybody over the last 25 years, okay? How many players have been on those teams that juiced? How many of the players on those teams cheated? Andy Pettit lives in this, you know, this wonderful bubble up in New York City, but who failed a steroid test? Andy Pettit. How about Roger Clemens? That dude is a notorious cheater. That's the reason why he's not in the Hall of Fame. Gary Sheffield, a bunch of these players. Alex Rodriguez, for Christ's sake. I mean, let's face facts with facts here. If you want to call a horse of a different color a horse of a different color, go for it. But you have cheated more and benefited more than anybody else over the last 25 years, Yankees fans. I do not want to hear it from you. I like some of the creative ideas, the Oscar the Grouch costumes, you know, the blow-up trash cans. But if you think you're justified and calling out these players. And I loved the other day. I hate what the Astros did, but I loved the other day when Jose Altuve hit that home run late in the game to give them the game, and they won it because they were down 2-0 in the series and avoided a sweep. Fantastic stuff. It was great theater, no doubt about it, because Broadway has been closed for the last year, but it was wonderful. But Oppo, you guys need to shut up, please.
Yeah, you know, it'd be interesting if that if the Phillies were the squad that got you know, got taken advantage of in that series, if you would feel the same way, I wonder.
Well, listen, I mean, I know some of the Phillies, the 93 Phillies, they juiced, and there were some juicers on the team, but listen, we're going to be going to break here coming up, and if we're going to talk about cheaters, we might as well talk about Boston, because the Red Sox have cheated plenty. You know, they've had a bunch of Reuters on their team, and they cheated in 2018 as well. But baseball brunch is part of the Green Legion Radio and Green Legion family. Remember, while our radio shows are growing by leaps and bounds, the bread and butter of the family is the experience you have with us when the Eagles hit the road. We are gearing up for an incredible Eagles road trip schedule, which will include Las Vegas, Denver, Dallas, Atlanta, Carolina, Detroit, Washington, D.C., and even a trip to the Dominican Republic for an awesome watch party weekend, either over the bye week or in place of visiting the Giants. Go to greenlegion.com or contact the office at 215-666-5940. That is greenlegion.com or 215-666-5940. Also, the Boston trip is July 9th through the 12th at Fenway Park. Yeah. Me and Murph will be there, and we'll be doing a live show from the Cask and Flagon that Sunday, even though we have tickets for the Saturday game. But we'll be there. Hopefully, we're not going to be feeling like Murph will in a couple weeks after an Irish wedding being held at his house. But we are a Bud Light Baseball Brunch. We'll be right back after these messages on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler.
He's doing it again, Philly. The Gambler and Gary Barbera on the Boulevard are putting a grand in your hand. Starting Monday on April 12th, don't miss your shot at cashing in.
Baseball Company is a proud sponsor of Baseball Brunch with Greg Murphy and Chris Sack. Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location to see their incredible selection of unique vintage sports items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much more. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge. The website is even bigger. Check out Bucks County Baseball Company and do it now. Smells like a little teen spirit,
just
huh?
Just a little bit. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Bud Light Baseball Brunch. We're going to be taking you to noon today, so those of you that normally are hopping off at 11:57, we're going to take you to noon. We got a few extra minutes that were given to us. Thank you to our, I guess we can call him producer. I don't know whether I want to call him that. Back in the studio, Mr. John Jansen, Mr. Big Time with his 7 days a week shows. And I think me and him are going to try and have a wrestling show coming up here. I know my wife is going to love that. Play the turkey all day long there, Jansen. But hey, this now it is time for our weekly picks. We give you 6 picks on Sunday's Major League Baseball ticket. Money line, run line, over under, run totals. Listen, we're keeping track of our season record here. And Murph was 1-2 last
record.
Week.
Season record, remember that.
I know. Okay. Murph had a off week last week. He went 1-2 and yes.
Wow. I
yes.
got it.
Yes, thank you God, Jansen. It wasn't me for once. But I will say this, Murph is 8-6 on the season.
Cashing.
Rough week at the office, but he will bounce back. There's no doubt about that. But I don't want to, you know, talk myself up too much here, Murph. But I went 3-0 last week. I'm the only one to do that this season.
Yes, you are.
The only one to do that this season.
You remember last week when you finished your picks, I said to you that I liked all 3 of your picks.
Yeah, but I think you've said that every show.
No, I thought your picks were awful before that. But last week, somehow, you must have bumped your head the night before or something, and you did well. 3-0.
You know what? I don't think I drank that Saturday night, but I did last night, so we're probably going back to 0-3 and 1-2. But Murph holds a 2-game advantage on me right now. He's 8-6. I'm 6-8. So, Murph, let's go ahead. Let's give him our picks, and let's see if we can make him some money this week. What's your first one?
All right, so I'm going with the Brewers-Marlins game. Pretty good pitching matchup. Sandy Alcantara and Brett Anderson in that game. The over-under is 7, and despite the good pitching matchup, I like some runs to be scored in this one. So I'm taking the over in the Brewers-Marlins game, over 7. They're going to score some runs, hopefully early, and I can sit back and relax.
Ah, yeah, like my Dodgers game last
week,
right, where I hit the over in the second inning.
That's always fun.
Ah, man, way to kick my feet up on that one. I'm going to go with, this is my over-under for the week, Murph. I'm going to go over 9 in the Nationals-Yankees game.
Okay.
I just think that they are due for some offense up there at the new stadium, and there's going to be plenty of runs to give around with Domingo Herman and Joe Ross on the mound. So go ahead and add that to your ticket. Over 9, which is plus 100 in that game. So if you put $100 on it, you're going to get $100 back.
All right.
So over 9, Nationals-Yankees. What's your second pick, Mark?
All right. So I went with the Red Sox and the Orioles, and my old buddy Nick Pivetta on the hill for the Red Sox, who, by the
way, don't do it, Murph.
They have, what,
don't
21 wins already, the Red Sox? Or something, 20, 21 wins?
You know, somebody at the beginning of the season picked them as my American League dark horse,
yes,
and somebody said they stunk.
Yeah, I said they stunk. But hey, you know, and they still might. But right now they're playing some pretty good
baseball. I'm
going to
call you out on it.
Yeah. Well, Nick Pivetta has pitched extremely well. He's 4-0 up there for the Red Sox. Dean Kremer is on the hill for the Orioles. Over under is 9, despite the fact that Pivetta has pitched well. One of these days, he's going to look like Nick Pivetta that we saw. So I'm going to take the over in this game as well. Over 9 in this one. I think the Red Sox probably win this and score a lot of runs. So most of it will come from the Red Sox side. So maybe 8-3 final Red Sox.
All right. My second pick, I'm going with Adam Wainwright against probably the worst team in the National League, the Colorado Rockies. Mm. I'm taking him on the hill at home in St. Louis. St. Louis has played very well the last couple weeks. And thank God we're done with them for the rest of the season. Take the Cardinals at minus 168 and add that to your ticket.
Yeah, I like that pick. And then, all right, I'll go an easy one, I think, as well. White Sox, Royals. Giolito on the hill for the Sox. He hasn't really hit his stride yet, but I love this game. I think it's the lock of the week. Minus 145 are the White Sox to beat the Royals. Take the White Sox, run with the White Sox. They're going to win easy today.
So the Royals are going to lose their 8th in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing bad baseball right now. And I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, and I don't know why I'm adding this to my ticket after last night. But I do believe in our ace. I do believe in Aaron Nola. I'm taking the Phillies at minus 112 tonight over the Braves. I don't believe JT is going to be in the lineup, but I believe the rest of the cast of characters will be. And I know for a fact after last night when Ronald Acuna acted like his hand had fallen off, and we, you know, luckily he's not hurt in the long term, but he's hurt in the short term. He will not be in the lineup
probably
tonight
not
for the Braves. He looked like he got shot. And I mean, a 98-mile-per-hour fastball in your hand, you would look like you got shot.
Yeah, but it was a bone bruise on his pinky.
Do you think, real quick sidebar, real quick, but I'm going to give the Phillies minus 112 against the Braves tonight.
I love it.
Do you think the Braves, and I know, I don't believe what Coonrod did last night was intentional.
No.
But do you think the Braves are going to take a shot at one of our guys tonight?
Yeah, they might, because, that's the way baseball polices itself. I certainly don't think it was intentional last night. Not in that situation. Why would it be? They might. Chances are if they get a big lead, if the game is lopsided, I wouldn't be surprised if you see it. Just so they send the message that, hey, you're not gonna be doing that all season long, because these guys are going to see each other about 7-8 more times after this. So I think Acuna does play tonight. I do. Sunday Night Baseball, ooh, I think he plays tonight. If there's any way he can get out there, he's going to. I'm not saying he'll be effective, but I think he's in the lineup.
All right, sounds great. Now we're going to go to our next segment here. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
I'll tell you what, Merv, real quick. This, we're getting a lot of people down here at Sports and Social today. This is awesome stuff. I think that, there's a lot of people here, Murph, and
packed
starting
house
to pack up. I mean, people are taking their mothers out to lunch. I'm taking my wife out to lunch here at this very spot. It's not going to be comped because I'm not that big of a deal, but we will be paying, and we'll be tipping our bartenders and our waitresses as well, so make sure you guys do the same here. They've been taking great care of us over the last
week. What a guy.
Absolutely. But hey, this is one of our favorite segments. Murph and I love doing this every single week. Two things each that we found interesting from this past week around the league in Major League Baseball. Murph, why don't you give me your first one?
All right, so this one comes from the Phillies game. Charlie Morton, you remember, got two outs in the game. He pitched two-thirds of an inning the other night. He allowed four hits, one home run, walked two others, and let in six runs in the inning. But zero of those runs were earned, all right, because of a pass ball early in the game. So his ERA went down in that game, 5.08 to 4.98. When he allowed six runs and couldn't get out of the first inning, he improved his ERA. That's baseball.
That is baseball for you, for sure. My first one here, and I like anything that goes back years, okay? So Brandon Belt the other day for the San Francisco Giants became the first Giants player to homer in the first inning in both games of a doubleheader since Willie Mays did it on May 22nd, 1965.
Happy birthday, Willie.
Yep, the big 9-0. I'm not going to join you there. I don't plan on making it to 90. If I make it to 80, I think that's a win across all boards. But once you get back in diapers, that's pretty much it for me. Just cut the cord, babe. Cut the cord.
There you go. Over under for you is 79.
if the last few months is any consolation with being on these blood thinners, I don't think I'm making it that far. But you know, really, my goal in life is to make sure I'm here for my kids as long as possible.
There you go.
But outside of that, you know. God, 40 at this point is lucky.
You're bringing me down, man.
Come all on, right. Murph.
Things
you're not,
just
you're
got
not,
morbid.
Yeah, you're not knocking on that door for a while, Murph. You're good to go.
God, I'm pretty close. All right, how about this one? The Cleveland Indians, one of 18 teams to get no hit twice in the same season, but only the third team to get no hit twice in their first 31 games of the season. It hasn't happened since in 1884 it happened, the Pittsburgh Alleghenies, and then it happened back in 1917 to the Chicago White Sox. Two no-hitters thrown against them in the first 31 games of the season. Ouch.
Now, the thing is, you've been in Major League Baseball clubhouses, and I've done the tour of Citizens Bank Park a couple times. Now, down there, they have to have one of those, workers' comp boards, you know, this many days, this many weeks since yes, the last work-related injury. Maybe they need to put that in the Indians clubhouse, this many weeks since the last time we were no-hit.
I like that.
Yeah, because they wiped that off pretty fast.
Yeah, 17, 18, oh, not 19. Oh, bummer.
Speaking of no-hitters, and we had two of them this week. Yep. So we had John Means and we had Wade Miley. Orioles' John Means has threw the first ever no-hitter, during which the only batter to reach came via a wild pitch.
That's crazy.
Okay, and here's another one for you in regards to him. He's the first pitcher to toss a no-hitter in which he faced the minimum and neither walked or hit a batter since Terry Mulholland did it on my dad's birthday, August 15th, 1990.
I remember the Terry Mulholland one very well, but that you think about that. I mean, he was obviously very dialed in, and the only base runners on a pass ball, strikeout pass ball, but man, we've talked about the no-hitters. It's really remarkable. It seems like every night, we're in the fifth or sixth inning of some game across the country, and there's a no-hitter watch, and it's happening more and more. So I think that's why we both agree that it's going to happen a couple more times this year.
And just a little side note here on Wade Miley's no-hitter.
Yeah.
His inspiration was an Incredible Hulk tattoo that his son Jeb had put on his right arm.
I also put an Incredible Hulk tattoo on my arm this morning. Nothing's great has happened to me yet, but I'm working on it.
Thank you for the thank you for the compliment, Murph. I appreciate that. and a quick Philadelphia sports one here. Okay, so Tuesday night was the first time since April 11th, 2012, that all the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Phillies won on the night, and then they did it again Friday. They did it again 3 days later. You went 9 years without doing it at all, and then you do it within a span of 3 days.
Isn't it hard to believe that it was nine years since the Phillies? I mean, I know it's been a pretty bleak 9 years.
Well, I mean, you
got to
remember the process was in that time frame.
Yeah, the Flyers were in that time frame.
Well, the Flyers, their faux process that they had going on.
Yeah, and the Phillies weren't playing good baseball
either. Terrible.
So. Yeah, actually, how about that?
You know what? It's not that big of a surprise, Murph. I'm taking that back.
Yeah, now that you think about it, it's really not. But hey, twice this week, things are looking well. It's not going to happen again for quite some time.
Yeah, well, the Phillies are off on Monday, and the Flyers' last game is on Monday. So maybe we can get some Sixers going here with the Phillies. Hopefully, they make a deep playoff run. Just a quick look at the week ahead tonight on Sunday Night Baseball. Murph, you're tired of this, and so am I. The rubber match between your Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves on Sunday Night Baseball. Aaron Nola taking the hill against Huascar Ynoa. Mm-hmm. I listened to Fransky last night on the way home from my parents, and
Huascar.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow, God. I butchered that one.
No, yeah, that was good. You were right there.
I was right there.
Yeah,
it was close.
It's close enough.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm gonna go with you. You're the professional here. Oh, and then we have an off day on Monday, and then we have three against the Washington Nationals, and then three in Dunedin, Florida, not Toronto. Dunedin, Florida, at their spring training complex. You know the Phillies got to love that. They're probably gonna stay in Clearwater. During those few days next weekend against the Toronto Blue Jays. We got a big week ahead on the road. The Phillies had not played well on the road this season or for previous seasons. So what do you want to see this week out of the Phillies, Murph?
You know, I want to see a series win tonight because, you know, you had the opportunity to do it last night. You didn't get it done. So you have the opportunity with Aaron Nola on the mound tonight. So I'd like to see that, get that, you know, monkey off your back. You know, they are 1-13-1 in their last 15 road series. 1-13-1 in their last 15 road series. So get a road series win tonight and then go down and play, you know, play the Nationals, play them tough. I'd love to see them win two of these three series on the road. All right. So if you're going to, if you're going to ask me which ones, win the Braves and the Nats, and if you're going to drop two out of three, drop it to the Blue Jays out of division. But that's what I'm looking for. Hopefully they come back 5-4, 6-3 on this road trip.
Sounds great. And we are Bud Light Baseball Brunch.
Yeah, we are.
102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to us anywhere crystal clear worldwide. Murph, great week again. For Greg Murphy, I'm Chris Sack, and like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard, we are out of here.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen Charmin.
Now you can do your grocery shopping without ever getting out of your car. Introducing Acme Drive Up and Go. Just shop online at acmemarkets.com and an experienced Acme associate will carefully do the shopping and bagging for you. Then just head to the store and they'll bring your order right to your car. You'll enjoy the same in-store pricing, plus you can still earn and redeem your just-for-you grocery and gas rewards. Place your first online order and get $20 off when you spend $75 or more. Limitation and restrictions apply. Visit acmemarkets.com for details.